This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geekflow Customer Care. My name is Erica. How may I help you?
Yes, Erica. I have an FMS number for you.
Okay. What's the number?
Give me a second. That is 5-1-1-7-1.
Just a second.
Take your time.
Thank you. Hey, I don't know how much longer it's going to take, but there we are. Okay, let me put the phone number, 612-810-942.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what's the name and address on the order?
Jamie Martin.
Okay. And the address is 2825 Southwest 31st Street?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Cape Coral, Florida. Okay, and what's the reason for the call?
Well, I just need to, my tech, John stated that he's been at the home for over 20 minutes. Unfortunately, due to our high call volume ourselves, it took him 20 minutes to get a hold of me. But he wanted to call and report it's not at home, and I wanted to help him out with that because he said he's in the home is wide open, and he's into the kitchen, the garage, and he basically saying it looks like, you know, it's up for sale. So we don't have a clue whether it's a realtor or a realtor company or actual individual. We are just unsure because he said he has full access to the home that's supposed to have a single built-in oven installed. So we wanted to make sure everybody was covered by talking to you and make sure we get a breeze code on there, make sure he's covered. He's going to put pics of his not at home. And, we just finding this odd that we're reaching out to the customer and no one's answering. We can't get, like, no type of just nothing. And we're like, okay, this is too odd. We're going to make sure everything is done properly to make sure, you know, he doesn't get in trouble. And I'm pretty sure he's taking that back to the warehouse because I know he wouldn't have. I know he has more common sense not to leave that there.
Right. Yeah, this is a wash. This is a whole order. This is a dishwasher, refrigerator, washer, dryer.
Wait, where do you see that?
This is for Jamie Martin, right?
Yes, at 2825 Southwest 31st Lane, Cape Coral, Florida.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff here.
Oh, I only see just a double. I just see the single.
Oh, wait, that's for the first. Never mind. I don't mean to freak you out.
You definitely did.
Never mind. That was the other. No, this is.
You definitely had me like.
This is a microwave.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out. That was top order.
Okay.
I didn't look at the date. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is for the microwave. You're like, wait, what? Oh my gosh. No, it's a microwave. So, okay. So the tech was in there. He went in the house because the door was open.
No, the house is open.
The house house is open. Yes,
he's saying the house is open. Like, literally, he has access through the garage to the kitchen, the living room. Like, he said he's literally in the home. And he said it looks like it's under construction.
Right. Okay, so what I put in the notes, Tech has been at the home for 20 minutes. The home is wide open.
Yes.
Been to the kitchen and garage. Not sure if this is a realtor.
Yes.
It looks like an open home. There is no one home. He reached out to the client and no one is answering.
Yes, we reached out 3 times. He had 3 attempts. He text messaged, left a voicemail. I reached out for him. It's just no to no avail. So we just want to, we could have just did it easily, trip charge and let them go, but I just wanted to make sure everybody was covered and go ahead and get a breeze code on there. So when next time this customer calls, everybody will be aware of what's going on.
Okay. All right. I'll be back with the case ID, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All
Yes.
So this guy answered the phone, and he said, I still have him on the other line, and he's like, really? I told the builder to be there.
Wow.
He was supposed to have somebody there.
We're good to go.
That didn't show up.
That ain't got nothing to do with us. And then when we call, and you literally watching us call, but he answers the phone for you because he probably sees Best Buy, we don't have time for that.
So it says here status is product was delivered, but it wasn't delivered, right?
No, I'm pretty sure he still has it.
Okay. So that status needs to change because if it has to be
Hold on. John, are you still on my line, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay, check it out. So on the order, did you put a status of delivered, because I got the DOD on the line, and she's like, you're going to keep all of that product with you. You're not going to leave that there, right?
No, I'm delivering. I'm taking it back to the store.
Okay. All right. We just need to be clear of that, and we'll get that, change the status on that order because, we don't need that.
It's going to have to be rescheduled.
Yes, sir. He's going to have to be rescheduled.
All
right. Right now, it's on pending complete, and it hasn't been delivered. he's taking it back. So.
Okay, so John, you don't want to change that status for so you can get it to put, so we can put it in pending client reschedule.
I put it as incomplete, not done. The job is not completed, and it's already closed. It's already out of my new track.
Okay. Yours is saying different. Did you I was asking the DOD. Hold on, John. Can you refresh your? Can you refresh it on your end and see if it comes back up as incomplete?
Well, they're gonna put it back on my e-track?
No. I was asking the DOD real quick. Just give me a second. Because mine's got,
pending complete. So you got the kitchen, the microwave is pending complete, and the delivery is pending complete. And then the installation says scheduled.
Is somebody else touching this order? Because am I the only one sitting here with a pending client reschedule?
On my end, it says product delivered and invoiced in OMA, and then in FMS, it says pending complete. I can send you screenshots if you have an email.
No. You're okay.
Let me get rid of the customer that's on the other line because he's just waiting. I'm just going to tell him it has to be
rescheduled. Okay. So John, we gotta fix this order so we can make sure everything goes accordingly, okay?
Okay, but Winston, listen, told me to take pictures, right?
Okay, you definitely did that.
And then I took the pictures on E-Track. The only way for me to show the pictures on E-Track is to complete it.
Oh, I see.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, it's the system. Okay. We can work it out. We're going to work it out. Don't worry. I wasn't positively, I didn't know how that happened, but I didn't know that the only way y'all could put the pitch on there is if you was putting it in a complete status. Okay, I got you. Right. That's why, yes, sir. We can get it fixed. Don't worry about that. We get it fixed. But I didn't know that was how that had to happen. I didn't know that the only way that y'all can put the pictures on there were through a certain status. Wow, that's okay.
It's the actual app.
Okay.
And once you take a picture of it, the only way for you to be able to send the picture is to send it complete. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I got you. We gonna work it out. I didn't know that part. I didn't know that they got. Okay. He's stating that's why I say pending complete is because I didn't know that they, in order for them to put the pictures on E-Track, that's the status that they had to put it in, and that's why I stay pending like that because I did tell him to upload those pictures for his description of it's not at home.
Okay, so I need to send a DDC form to let them know that the status is wrong.
Okay.
And the microwave was not delivered.
Nothing was delivered. Nothing. Yeah.
Rescheduled.
Okay. Now I didn't know that. So is no way around putting pics on the order without completing it?
I don't know.
Me either.
There's no way to upload the pictures without completing it. The application doesn't give it the option to close it as incomplete. The only way you can close it is complete.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but you can't complete it if nothing's been delivered. Like the order.
No. Okay. It's a misunderstanding. Like it's. See, he did what he was asked to do. I asked him to put picks on the order. Now, what I wasn't aware of is that he's stating that in order for him to put picks on the order, he had to put it in complete status. And you're telling him that's a wrong status. It's not necessarily wrong. It's the fact of, it's the system itself. Certain things cannot happen unless another thing is going in the order of it. So, ma'am, don't crucify him right now, ma'am. He okay.
But I'm just saying, but that's not, listen, so, I have a case ID, how about that?
It's okay, ma'am,
I'll
it's okay. Yeah, I apologize for his
I'm
doing
not
that. Is
crucifying anybody? I'm just.
It's okay. It's my fault. It's my fault. It's not his. It's okay.
it's the system's fault.
It's the system, right? It's okay. It's all right. I wasn't aware of this process. It's, can I have your name, DOD, during all this conversation?
Erica.
I forgot it. Okay.
Erica.
Yes,
Erica.
Ma'am. Is that with a K or a C?
With a C.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize about that. I did not know that.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I just have to send a DDC form and let them know the product was not delivered or installed.
Yes, ma'am.
The customer needs to reschedule and the status is incorrect.
All right. If you need me to send an email as well, I will. Just let me know.
No, that's fine. I have the case ID.
I'm ready for it.
All right. It's 281.
Yes.
428.
Yes.
558.
I appreciate your assistance, Erica.
Right.
I definitely appreciate you talking with us.
You're welcome.
XPL.
Okay.
I really do. And I apologize about everything. And you enjoy your day and be
fine.
Safe.
All right. You too.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
What's that DDC number?
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey.
Winston.
I'm still here, John.
What's that DDC number? 281-what?
281-428.
All right.
558. You're going to be okay. You did it. Her name is Erica.
Erica, okay. All
right. She definitely on her job. She ain't let nothing pass.
Yeah, right?
It's okay.
Trip, yeah.
It's okay. She ain't doing nothing but her job. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Winston. Have a beautiful day, my brother.
You be safe out there, John. Yes, sir. You be safe out there and enjoy your day. Thanks for talking with XPO.